live entertainment, a melon eating contest, watermelon relay race, an antique tractor show, a watermelon 5K fun run walk Saturday at 6 a.m., food, crafts, kids games and activity tents, $5 each, three and under get in free, free admission with military ID, Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suites, Beauregard Watermelon Festival, Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd, 24th, 25th, at the Beauregard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your visit today.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do it.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Live on WGSO.com. And you can check us out on the new Mixler app. It's awesome. Very easy to use. And not using my TuneIn, although we're on the TuneIn app too. I still want to push Mixler because I think it's pretty awesome and it's free. So make sure you're downloading that on your Android or your Apple device. And today's a special day on the Something to Say radio show because it's Big Rude's birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you, sir.
Thanks, bro.
So you got anything cool planned for the day?
Well, I'm just kind of hanging out right now. Girls are just kind of hanging out. Probably going to do some swimming later. But other than that, it's just kind of a take it easy day. I do have a funny story. This morning I had a early doctor's appointment, and after the doctor's appointment I ran by Hardee's to get breakfast, and I got, you know, the girls' breakfast and whatnot, and I'm wearing my Steelers gear this morning on my birthday, and I got a shirt, the hat, the shorts, you know. So I pull through, and the guy says, Steelers, huh? And I'm like, yeah, pretty big Steelers fan. He's like, cool. He's like, I hope they win the Super Bowl this year. And I'm like, yeah, you know, Trubisky or you know, the guy with the small hands that they drafted. I hope Pickett. Pickett. I'm like, I hope they can pick it up, you know, and maybe do right. Something. He's like, he kind of looked at me weird and like, because he didn't know what I was talking about. And then he goes off on a Tom Brady rant. He's like, yeah, I hope the Patriots, they don't win the Super Bowl this year, because I'm tired of Tom Brady winning it, you know. And he goes, but that's good that he retired.
It sure is.
And I just kind of looked at him like, how about those sandwiches, pal?
Right.
You know, and yeah.
Less talky, more worky.
Yeah, it was awkward. And there was like two women behind him that just were like looking at him like he was like, what the hell are you doing right now, bro? But right. Yeah, that was about it. I got my sandwiches, and when I go to get the bag, he like kind of touched my hand as I was, it was really weird. Yeah, awkward. I'm not going to be going back to that location for a while, because I'm sure the turnover rate's high there. So he'll probably be gone in about a month or so if he lasts that long acting like that in the drive-thru to people. But
he'll move on to Taco Bell.
Yeah, he'll be doing the burritos and bringing back. They brought back the Mexican pizza, so I'm sure he'll be slinging some of them out the window. But yeah, that was my morning. So that was
nice,
kind of interesting.
Well, and the Mexican pizzas I read today, because there's been such a demand for them that they're bringing them back permanently so that everybody can get their Mexican pizza. So,
well,
crisis averted.
Yeah, that's a win-win right there, buddy.
Yep. I love Taco Bell, even though it's awful for you, and it's truly like awful grade music or food too.
Yeah, and the music's bad too.
The music's not good there either, man.
Right.
I went there so many times hoping to hear the hits, and I just don't ever hear them. But
no.
But yeah, it's still a guilty pleasure, and there's not a whole lot of them in New Orleans. There's only just a handful, two or three.
I'm sure a couple ounces of that meat each visit shaves about 10 years off your life.
Probably does. I think I don't remember. Was it the early 2000s, late 90s that they got, it was in the news that they like the meat grade was like a grade D or something, which was the equivalent of dog food.
Yeah, I heard that. I don't know if that was, you know, how much, you know, steam's behind that fact, but, yeah, that's what I heard. And I seen some videos. I mean, you can see everything now on TikTok, how everything's getting made. And, you know, my wife is like, "You're going where?" I'm like, Taco Bell. And she's like, "No, uh-uh." So, I mean, it gets shot down quite a bit. But, you know, I was by myself this morning, so I had nobody to tell me no. So,
yeah. Well, think about the cast of characters that we went to high school with that worked at Taco Bell. And I'm sure that dynamic really doesn't change much over the years.
No, I mean, I remember our senior year, one somebody that, you know, we were in, that was in our class was working there. And I guess he got a cut on his finger and he was like bleeding in burritos and tacos. No. You remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah. I'm not going to say his name, but.
Yeah. I do remember.
Wow.
That. Yeah, that's a doozy. Well, we got a couple minutes left here before we need to take a break, but I pulled up today because I was curious of who you shared a birthday with. And you've got some interesting folks. Well, number one, you share a birthday. And actually, today is her, obviously today is her birthday, but she's 43 years old today as well. But I don't know if you know who she is, Marina Baccarin. She played have you seen Deadpool?
No, I have not yet.
Okay, well, she plays his girlfriend in the movie, and she's pretty good looking, man. So kudos to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look her up and maybe we could have a birthday little shout out or something sometime, you know. I don't know.
You also share a birthday with Dana Carvey. He turned 67 today.
Right.
Wayne Brady. He turned 50.
Old Brady.
Yeah, Wayne Brady. Awkwafina. And nice. Let's see here. Stacey Keach.
I drink a lot of her water.
Well, speaking of, I'm not going to go there. But do you remember Nikki Cox from, she was on that show Unhappily Ever After in the 90s? It was late 90s. Today she's 44. And let's see who else. Oh, Jerry Mathers from Leave It to Beaver. He's 74 today as well.
Yeah, so. I knew about old Leave It to Beaver. I still watch that show. I've showed my youngest daughter. She's watched it with me, and she's gonna be 9 in August, and she's like, "Wow, Dad." She's like, "You know, things were so much like simpler back then, you know." Yeah. Like from an 8-year-old standpoint, and I'm like, yeah, things were a little different there for sure. I mean, Ward walks in and he's like, "Hey, June, where's dinner?"
Right.
You know, and I'm like, my wife hears that and she's like, oh, that wouldn't fly now. I'm like, no, nobody's coming in asking where dinner's at, you know?
No. Well, and the last one before, real quick, before we go to break, you share a birthday with Cypress Hills Be Real. So there you go, man. You're an esteemed company.
Yeah, I am. Cypress Hill. Wow. Rock so, star.
Yeah. I think the biggest name that I share a birthday with is like Jeff Foxworthy. That's it.
Nice.
So there you go. All right. Well, let's take a break. We got a ton of stuff to get to, and we won't wait around. So we'll be right back after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at effelinas.com.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
American by birth and Southern by the grace of God. All right, we're back again with more than Something to Say Radio Show. And the big news that came out of yesterday was... finally, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial has came to an end, and the jury awarded Johnny Depp $15 million and Amber Heard $2 million. So I don't know how that works. I'm assuming then Johnny Depp gets $13 million then.
Yeah, I guess that's how it works. I know in the state of Virginia, it says she doesn't have the means to pay $10.35 million in damage to ex-husband Johnny Depp. They were asked about it. Her attorney said that I guess she couldn't afford it, but I guess there's a cap on what you have to pay in the state of Virginia. So lucky for her.
Yeah. You know, I find that to be complete BS because I mean, it's not like that she would have to, I'm assuming it's just like anything else in this world where you can't, obviously you can't afford to pay $10 million, but you can afford to pay X amount per month for X amount of years, you know. I don't think either one of them, or at least he's not hurting for the money. So I don't think it was really about that. But it was interesting. I watched the video last night of her putting on her act. You know, she was sobbing and the whole deal. But, you know, if just from the little bit, the bits and pieces that we've talked about on here, like it didn't seem like she was going to win. So,
yeah,
I don't know where the surprise was.
I'm kind of wondering who the next lucky contestant will be to get a grumpy dropped on their sheets.
From Amber Turd.
Yeah. Turd Bird.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't even at the, he wasn't even there. He was in England and he was at some pub eating fish and chips whenever the verdict came out.
Yeah. I seen a video. He was, kind of halfway hanging out of a Suburban, and I thought it looked like he was in a parade, looked like he was going to start throwing candy at everybody, but he didn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess his name has been cleared now. Truthfully, he should go after Disney and try to get his job back, or, you know, because those Pirates of the Caribbean movies are some nice paydays for him.
Yeah, definitely. I think that'll happen. Old Walt Disney, they'll take care of old Johnny Depp for sure. I'm sure that'll happen. So,
all right. Well, let's the NBA Finals is going to start tonight. We've been talking about it all week, and I've got to figure. I'm going to wait probably a couple more hours before I place any bets. But I've got the lines pulled up here from FanDuel, and the over under is 213.5. Which, man, I don't know. That's a crapshoot, really.
Yeah, you're right about that. You don't know. I mean, like I said a few shows ago, if the threes are making that swoosh sound, yeah. I think they're going to exceed that without a doubt.
Well, and that was the thing. I think in the Celtics and the Heat series, they only went over once. Whereas I think in the Warriors and the Mavs series, I think they went over damn near every time. And the whole thing is you got to look at it realistically that they're going to have to combine for over they're going to have more combined for more than 53 points every quarter. And that's tough to do. Sometimes you have an off quarter and you're not hitting those threes, and that's it. That's a wrap on getting an over.
Yeah, it is. Because a lot of those quarters I've seen, you know, the past few games in the series on not just their series, but, you know, some of the teams that are eliminated, you know, some put up like 19. They didn't even hit the 20 mark, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, you got a point there, bud.
And then looking at some of these player props on it, you've got the over under for Tatum being at 28.5. I don't know. It's so hard to pick that whenever these two haven't played each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The over under for Curry's 27.5. Jaylen Brown's 24.5. One of those, either Tatum or Brown's not getting, they're not hitting their over. I mean, it just doesn't seem to ever happen like that with those two.
Yeah, I don't see Curry going over.
I don't 20, either.
20, what was it, 27.5?
Yeah, he'd have to. Yeah, 28 points. I don't think so.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. The rebounds, you have over under for Tatum being 7.5. Curry over 4.5. I would take the over on that. He's somehow ends up getting 6 or 7 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
Draymond Green, his over under 7.5. That could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Looney not over. He'd have his over under is 9.5. That one's that's a little too high. I would take it if it was 7.5.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd have to take the under on it. And then assists, Tatum over under 5.5. Yeah, I would do. I think he can get 6. Curry's over and a half is 5 and over under 5.5. No, I wouldn't. He's too inconsistent when it comes to assists.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart, go ahead.
You got to rely on the guy making the basket too. I mean,
That's if another part of it.
If he's throwing off to Draymond Green, I wouldn't I wouldn't put my money on it.
No. Marcus Smart's over under for assists is 5.5, which I would take that. Every game that he's played, he's gotten more than 6 that I remember.
Yeah, I remember when he got he was criticized for not having enough assists, and I think that one game he pulled off like 12, and
yeah,
it shut a lot of people up about that. But the injuries, I think, you know, depending on how everybody's feeling on the Celtics side, because I really don't care about Golden State, but if everybody's healthy, you know, and they got a little bit of rest and the injuries are, you know, not plaguing them too bad or they've healed up, I think, you know, it's going to see a real good Celtics team showing up. So
I agree with you. To that point, like I heard Stephen A. Smith say today that Draymond Green is a better defender than what Marcus Smart is. I'm like, I don't really see that.
I don't either.
On FanDuel, the player made threes for a same game parlay. Tatum over under, his over under is I haven't seen it change since the beginning of the Eastern Conference Finals. It's 3.5. Mm-hmm. Jaylen Brown 2.5, which has been pretty consistent. Curry and Klay Thompson both 3.5. Which Klay Thompson, I just don't even bet on him anymore because he's another one that's super inconsistent.
Yeah.
Al Horford 1.5. If it was a half, I would take it because he's usually good for one.
Right.
Grant Williams at over under 1.5. Maybe he'll put up, he usually puts up a couple. Jordan Poole over under 1.5. I could probably see taking the over on that. So there you go. There's just a little look. I'm going to take a look later at some of the alternative points and stuff like that and see if it works out better.
Yeah. I'm going to check out actually DraftKings and see if what a parlay, you know, single game parlay, what they have to offer. And, you know, usually they could, I'm sure we'll see something like a 50% boost. And like I said, if you get lucky and tag that 50% boost on there and, you know, $15-$20 bet, 8-leg, 9-leg, 10-leg parlay, that's a grand.
At least. I think I looked at one the other day and it was a $10 bet on a 9-leg parlay. I mean, it boosted, that 50% boost gave it up to about, it was over $3,000.
Wow, that's a payday. You'd see me out, my neighbors would see me out on their Nest cameras or their Ring cameras doing cartwheels and all kinds of cool crap out in the street.
All right, well, we need to get some news. We need to step aside. So we'll do that. We'll be right back after this.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street, follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media, or visit midnightrevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
With the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report, I'm Brooke Thorington. Lieutenant Colonel Chris Eskew, who was head of state police internal affairs when Ronald Green died in LSP custody, tells state lawmakers he saw no criminal activity when he watched the violent body camera video of Green's arrest. Baton Rouge Representative Denise Marcel provided the line of questioning.
What did you personally feel?
I didn't note any.
You didn't note obvious. Any criminal activities?
Obviously.
Did you see the same videos that we saw?
Yes, ma'am.
And you didn't note any criminal activities?
No, ma'am.
Later on in the meeting, Eskew changed his answer. He explained he was reluctant to answer for fear it could harm the ongoing investigations into Green's death. Marcel sees it as state police officials trying to protect each other.
There seems to be, and I'll say this and I'm going to be finished, some brotherhood protection of other people in state police that people don't want to bring down.
Governor Edwards is scheduled to testify before the committee on June 16th. LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Thank you.
radio show, and I don't even know if we talked about this a couple weeks ago, did we? About Josh Donaldson getting in a little hot water, getting a one game suspension for calling Tim Anderson Jackie in reference to Jackie Robinson.
You know, I don't remember.
I don't think we did.
I know I seen the article and thought to myself, hey, that's a bad move, Joshua.
It really is. Yeah, it was stupid. And he's not very well liked. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Even some of his ex-teammates, they don't have a lot of good things to say about the guy. And I've never really been much of a fan of his, but you know, he had a good year. What was it, 2015 with the Blue Jays, won MVP. And other than that, man, he hasn't really done a whole lot for me, but he's a little butthurt that his team, the New York Yankees, aren't publicly supporting him about his comments about Tim Anderson, which I don't understand why they want to jump in the flames with him. Like, that just doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah. You know, I could see why Tim Anderson was, you know, hot under the collar about that, because, absolutely, you know, I would have been too, man. And
yeah,
you know, it's, you can't be calling people names, you know. It's just, it's silly what he done, basically, in a nutshell. Yeah. It's just keep your mouth shut and play the game.
Absolutely. And if it was his, you know, his reasoning was that he said, which I've never read anything about this, but Tim Anderson supposedly said that he's the modern Jackie Robinson. I don't remember him ever saying that, but you know, yeah, if he did, he did. And if that's his way of trying to be funny, like, number one, it's not even funny, and it's not even a good put down, really. I mean, that'd be like you telling me that you call me Michael Jordan or something like that. Like, well okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. You know, and as far as I've always been a big Tony La Russa fan, and if Tony says it's racist, then hey,
it's
racist, man. Tony's been around the block. Tony knows what's going on. And you know, Josh Donaldson, you know, he reminds me, I mean, I know you've seen Major League too. Oh, yeah. Josh Donaldson reminds me of Jack Parkman. You know, he gets in there and he wiggles his butt around, and you know, maybe blows a kiss here and there, but you know, he's that's when I first seen him on the scene, I'm like, wow, that's Jack Parkman.
Yeah, and I don't understand how he doesn't understand what he did was wrong. And he apologized to the Robinson family and said, he was quoted saying, I never wanted them to feel their name should ever be regarded in a bad light. That's why I issued the apology. But he maintains that Anderson misinterpreted the reference, but he hasn't gotten a chance to talk to him. I don't think he's going to get a chance to talk to him. And I think the best thing that Donaldson can do this point in the game is shut the hell up.
Yeah, because next time I think Anderson's gonna give him the ace of spades and the five of clubs.
I think you're right. I wouldn't blame him for doing it,
you know.
It's just it's stupid. And Donaldson said last year he also made allegations against Lucas Giolito, saying that he's benefiting from illegal sticky substances, but now he said that he should not talk to these guys anymore, just because I don't want to ever be brought up in that light or that spectacle. He said it's been tough, but he created all these his own problems. I don't understand why he's so upset.
Yeah, that's like that's third grade drama there, buddy.
It really is. And all of it that he did to himself. I mean, that's bottom line on it. And here's another one that we can file in the stupidity department. Tommy Pham, what was it last week or week before that he got suspended? He got a 3-game suspension for slapping Jock Peterson before a game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reasoning behind all this, and this makes it even dumber, is that it was all over fantasy football.
Yeah.
Fantasy football from 2 years ago.
Hey, it must be a diehard, man. I don't know, unless there was some money involved. I even so, who cares?
Right.
You're a Major League Baseball player. Get over it, you know?
Right. So he's blaming Mike Trout, because apparently Mike Trout is the commissioner of the league, and he had some quotes, man, that I was like, dude, I play fantasy football, you do too. Mm-hmm. I'm competitive, and I'm always that way, but I don't take it this seriously. Yeah. He was quoted saying that Trout did a terrible job. Trout's the worst commissioner in fantasy sports because he allowed a lot of this poo-poo to go on, and he could have solved it all. Nobody wants to be commissioner. I don't want to be the fudging commissioner. I've got other poo-poo to do. He didn't want to do it. We put it on him. So it's all kind of, I guess it's our fault too. So I don't know. I don't know what, it's almost like this, like mental instability, you know?
Yeah. I think he's kind of always been like that, man. I've heard, you know, when he was here in St. Louis, there was some backlash from him, I'm pretty sure. You know, just a kind of a wild card in the clubhouse. You never know what you're going to get. It's funny, you know, he says that about Mike Trout. You're the worst commissioner, but, you know, he's the best damn baseball player in the league right now, I would say. You know, you could argue with a couple people maybe, but definitely top three, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Fam said on his social media yesterday, when he went up to him, he said, I walked up to him and I said, I don't forget about that poo-poo. And I walked up to him and slapped him. And there's video of it. And man, he slapped him pretty damn. It was a hell of a lot harder than Will Smith and Chris Rock incident.
Yeah. I like the video of Jock Peterson talking about it, because I'm looking at him and I'm just thinking, man, this looks like Opie.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
yeah. He's like, it's a good taste in clothing you got going on right there, man. I seen that. And I was like, that is awesome, man.
Oh man. Well, we just got a little bit before we need to take a break. But yesterday, the Cardinals weren't the only one sweeping a Western Division team. Since the Cardinals took down the Padres 3-0 in that series, the Pirates of all teams swept the Dodgers, the first time in 22 years that it's happened.
Wow, the mighty Dodgers have fallen.
And you know what else is crazy? The Pirates have beat them 5 out of 6 times this year.
They got their card, man. Some years. It's funny because with the St. Louis and the Cubs series starting tonight, it's like somehow, some way, the Cubs have always had the Cardinals number, it seems like to me. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it kind of seem like that? I mean,
certainly the last, I would say probably at least the last 7-8 years.
Sure. I mean, if they haven't had their number, it's the games that we should have walked away with where they just don't show up and the Cubs capitalize and just make us look silly, you know? And man, I hate that. I hate it so much.
Well, and they just took 2 out of 3 from the Brewers also. So they're riding high. And that's another one too. When you play them in Chicago, it really depends. Literally, it depends on which way the wind blows on how successful you can be at that, you know, at Wrigley Field. And I don't know, but you know what really sucks? And this bet was placed not far from here, at Beau Rivage Casino over. It's just right over in Biloxi. This guy put $150,000 on the Dodgers on Tuesday night. Why you would put $150,000 down on a regular season game is far beyond me, but needless to say, he lost. And even if he won, he would have won 130. So, not really a great wager. Not that I would put down.
Not too smart, buddy.
No, now he has $150,000 light on a Wednesday night baseball game.
Yeah, I hope he's single and not married, because how do you explain that one to your wife?
Yeah, I don't even talk about when I lose $10 to the wife. Yeah. So I can't imagine losing $150,000. That makes my stomach turn just thinking.
Yeah, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, I mean that's stuff that makes you, especially if you can't afford it, but that's stuff that makes you want to lose some sleep or find the closest bridge.
Yeah, pull a Schwann.
All right, a Schwann dive.
Yeah, the old Schwann man, love him.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got a little bit of NFL news to talk about, and then we'll wrap it up so you can enjoy your birthday, man.
Awesome.
All right. We'll be back right after. Just waking up.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
The next time you're on Frenchman Street, let the sound of live music lead you to Midnight Revival, where the night is always young. Find your spot at the bar or by the stage with your new favorite drink in hand. Live music that pairs perfectly with our lineup of tropical drinks and classic New Orleans cocktails. See what's on the menu at MidnightRevival.com. Find out who is playing by following us on Instagram, at Midnight Revival NOLA. Find us at 417 Frenchman Street in the Frenchman Hotel, and we'll see you soon for some sips and sounds.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. Coolcarafe.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks, Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Work with you, 'cause if we didn't do it, then it's never done. the devil in the moon ain't no joke, son. So I tell you once and won't tell you twice. Get with the Nemesis boy.
Welcome back to more of the Something to Say radio show. And I saw, you know, Tom Brady finally said why he came back in such a short amount of time today. But I don't, truthfully, I didn't even really understand. Maybe I did, I misread it, but after this, he spoke publicly for the first time since ending his NFL retirement of a whopping 40 days. He said Wednesday that he felt pressure to end his retirement because of free agency, and that his key reasons for his indecision stem from commitments to his family. I don't understand what that means, because of free agency.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because there wasn't free agents for the Bucks to pick up, because there were. I don't get what he's saying. He also was quoted as saying, at this stage, it's like 55% yes and 45% no. It's not 100 and 0. That's just reality. And this was all before he had a round table discussion before one of the most uninteresting things I think that's possibly being aired on television, which is the Capital One's The Match golf outing with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady going against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.
Yeah, I could really give a, you know, what.
Yeah, I don't know who would tune in to watch something like that. But I guess there's people that would, or else they wouldn't be doing it. But I know it wouldn't be me.
I'd rather see them box one another.
I would too.
You know?
Yeah, I just don't. The whole thing is very convoluted, what he's saying. I don't really understand. And I mean, I get the whole, you know, every year being 55% yeah coming back and 45% no. And then he went on to say, like, Mahomes and Allen, you know, if he were their age and you asked him, he'd say, oh, of course I'm coming back next year, 100%. Okay, well, no kidding, you know.
Yeah, they're young, and that's what they do. They play football, so.
Right. I think maybe he's getting a little senile in his old age. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, he might need to go see the old neurologist, man.
Yeah, he will be an unrestricted free agent after the season. If he plays another year, I give up, man. Like, this dude just doesn't know when to call it quits. And truthfully, I still am going to be the person that says I don't think he's going to be the Tom Brady that everybody thinks he's going to be this year.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know, man.
He'll get all the calls. I'll give him that, but I don't. Yeah. I mean, he's got to fall off at some point. It just, you can't outrace Father Time. I'm sorry.
No, you can't.
So, and then also on a similar note, there'll be no more Fitzmagic in the NFL. Ryan Fitzpatrick is officially retiring after 17 NFL seasons. And he's also in talks to with Prime, Amazon Prime Video, for a role with their NFL coverage on Amazon. So no more Fitzmagic. And, you know, that on a little side note, I saw a post on Facebook that Russell Martin, former catcher for the Dodgers, officially announced his retirement. And this was like yesterday or day before. And I, mm-hmm. first thing I thought of was, I assume this happened years ago.
Yeah. I haven't heard about that guy in at least 5 years.
No, I'm like, well, thanks for the update, Russell Martin. I was worried.
I haven't even thought about him, to be honest with you. I mean, nothing against the guy, but yeah, I'm with you, bud.
That would be like me saying, I just want to let everybody know today on June 2nd, 2022, I will no longer be playing for Civic Memorial High School. No more playing basketball. I'm calling it a day.
Hanging it up.
I'm hanging it up. I'm like, why would you even bother, Russell Martin? Just move on, bud.
No, man, it's crazy to say the least.
We got just a couple minutes left, and so I thought we would talk a little bit about some of the remaining free agents that are out there in the NFL. And because I've also read an article this morning, which I would be okay with this if the Saints signed this guy and for the right amount of money. And Ndamukong Suh is apparently being linked to the Saints now, which, you know, why not? He seems like he's been a lot better than what he was in younger in his career, where he was getting in trouble all the time.
Yeah, he's I think he's calmed down a little bit. I've seen a couple of his TikTok videos with him and his wife, mm-hmm. and his wife's always trying to, like, you know, rile him up. You know, they do goofy stuff. Well, she does, and he just kind of sits there and laughs it off. But yeah, it's worth a search to check it out. But, you know, like I said, when he was younger, man, he was out there, you know, trying to break necks, man.
Yeah, he was, for sure. Odell Beckham Jr. apparently is being linked to the Rams. We'll see. I mean, I think he could probably go unsigned until he's closer to being ready to actually play. So Kevin King, cornerback, formerly with the Packers, being linked to the Raiders. Landon Collins, safety, he was with the Commanders. They're linking him to the Jaguars. Julio Jones, they're saying that he's going to go hook back up with Matty Ice, which I hate that stupid nickname, especially because he gave it to himself.
Yeah, he's far from being right. He's, yeah, I guess you could say that nickname either way. I mean, mm-hmm. he's definitely not fire.
No.
He is pretty darn cold, but yeah, I don't care for that guy too much.
I don't either. And so Julio could go play with him with the Colts. I don't mind. And I did see, I don't know if you follow NFL memes or not on Twitter. I think you do, don't you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a picture yesterday, and I forgot which wide receiver it was from the Colts, but it said that, Matt can put it anywhere. I'll just leave it at that. So
yeah, that's a
poor choice of words.
Yeah, that is. Wow.
I'm looking to see if there's anybody else of interest here. Gronkowski going back to the Bucks. I think that's a no-brainer. William Fuller going to the Browns. Eric Fisher, offensive tackle with the Steelers. There you go. Trey Flowers going to the Patriots, which is where he came from originally. Anthony Barr, Cowboys. Cole Beasley, Titans. So there you go. Interesting. I like I said, wouldn't mind having Ndamukong Suh. I think it could be a good fit. So
yeah,
there you go. All right, Rude, well, let's get out of here so you can enjoy your birthday.
All right, I'm gonna get my birthday cake out here in a little while and slice me off a piece.
Perfect. All right, buddy. Well, happy birthday, and we'll talk soon. And we'll be back to talk with all of you tomorrow for more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, we're just going to play Gloria. Gloria. Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S radio show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.